Good morning, everybody. Zach Epperson here with your daily local sports update. Starting off this morning with the results of last night's high school boys basketball action. Breckenridge County defeated Trinity of Whitesville 85-62. North Hardin was defeated by Bullitt Central, losing 67-62. Elizabethtown defeated Grayson County 71-39. Fort Knox defeated Louisville Tigers 68-52. Meade County defeated Shelby County 50-47. And John Hardin defeated Central Hardin, winning 82-40. In girls high school basketball action last night, Breckenridge County also defeated Trinity of Whitesville 57-40. Elizabethtown defeated John Hardin 68-37. LaRue County defeated Iroquois 58-39, and North Hardin defeated Bullitt Central, winning 65-33. Shifting focus now to college basketball, the new Associated Press men's basketball poll came out, and the Louisville Cardinals have dropped to number 3, with the Kentucky Wildcats close behind them at number 6. Now for the action tonight for the men's, the Louisville Cardinals will be in action at home, taking on Miami of Ohio with an 8:30 tip. And the Kentucky men's team will also be in action tonight, but you better have a few cups of coffee beforehand as they tip off against Utah out in Las Vegas at 11 p.m. And in women's college basketball today, the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers will travel to West Lafayette to take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Tip-off is scheduled for noon. Switching now to professional sports in the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers snapped their Lakers road winning streak at 14 as they take down LeBron James and the Lakers, winning 105-102. And finally this morning in the National Hockey League last night, the Nashville Predators picked up a big win on the road as they defeat the New York Islanders, winning by a final score of 8-3. And that's going to do it for your sports update for this Wednesday morning. For QuickSee 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.